BG moves to 2-1 in MAC play as we roll with our Best Western post-game show. Coach Garmin Srulovich joins us here courtside. Coach, that was a lot of action tonight, man. Did you think it was going to be this fast-paced?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Ohio's a team that got first place post this league. Really talented, one of the most effective field goal percentage teams in the entire country. Super talented, a lot of players on their team. So we knew it was going to be up and down. And we knew it would be, you know, a thrilling game. You know, 83 points for the Falcons today.
And when you look at your team today, I mean, Rashawn Agee, you guys have that belt that you do every day.
Yep.
Called, what is it, the battle belt?
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
And he wins it a lot in practice. And
yeah.
I'm guessing he's going to win it tonight.
For sure. What the Gatta belt is, it's you kind of get things done that don't show up in the stat sheet, the deflections, the box out that somebody else gets. He cleans up a lot of stuff. But today with 15 rebounds, 8 offensive, like some team, they had 8 offensive rebounds as a team. Rashawn had 8 on his own. You know, he was a beast today for us with 6 assists.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, and Eric mentioned a couple times, he sealed off a couple times to give another guy an easy basket. I mean, all the little things tonight.
And then when we watch film as a team, we'll talk about that. Because in order for somebody else to score that thing, we have to give the bigs the credit for what they did. Like, you know, Rashawn has to be notified, and Jason does a great job of like, hey, you did that, you created that shot. So we emphasize that, and it worked out tonight for us.
Well, speaking of Jason Spurgeon, could you have bigger threes than he hit back-to-back, one from the right side and one from the left? Obviously, he's got the ability to do that, but the clutch gene was in evidence there.
And I don't know if you heard it, but Coach Simon said, Jason, shoot it when you get it, because we know what they were going to do in that situation, and you put Jason Spurgeon, a 7-footer, catch and shoot 3 from the corner, you know. It was beautiful to have. So nice. So he did a great job, and cleaned stuff up. He had a game, you know, 2 minutes left, has a big block for us, so really impressive stuff by him. And, you know, you hold a team like that to under 50%, and, you know, they made 10 made threes, but they had 10 turnovers. That's a lot for a team like Ohio that's going to compete for a MAC championship.
Well, the key is, too, 16 points off those turnovers for Bowling Green. That was a big negative the other night at Akron. Even though you didn't turn it over a lot, they seemed to turn everyone into a bucket, and that was you tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We emphasize, and I keep track of it, we talk about it as a team, is how quickly can we run up and down the floor? How many transition threes can we get? How many layups can we get in? It's hard to stop anybody in transition. Same thing, it hurt us on the defensive end. So we want to continue to push the ball up the floor as much as we possibly can.
Well, again, tonight you guys are a little shorthanded, but I don't want to overlook the 5 minutes you got from EJ in the first half, and he hits that three, did a couple other good things. I know he's not even 100%, but when you're only playing 7, that 8th guy that gives you a little lift, that's a huge deal.
It's huge because, you know, Marcus and Trey at that one spot with DJ being out, they've got to play borderline 40, 35 to 40 minutes every single time. And like, we have to give them a break because they looked too tired against Akron. That's how, you know, we were winning the game at Akron. We looked a little bit tired because those guys had to play 38, 40 minutes.
Sure.
So EJ coming in, one, he gets a deflection right here, gets a three right there. Like, you know, that's a freshman who's 6'7" with all the potential in the world that we're excited about.
Well, and you talk about trying to contend for a league title, you've got to, what's the saying, you got to defend home court and steal some on the road.
Yeah.
So this in the context of a season is a big win.
It's huge. You know, it's a statement win for this program. Like, I, we talk about what this program was 30 years ago and what it was last year. You know, they got 30 piece last year by Ohio, and that hurts. And that hurts me as a Bowling Green Falcon. And, you know, we wanted to protect home court. We wanted to make a statement because, I'm excited in a month from now to go down there and win again.
Yeah, certainly the last time these two teams played, it was quite the blowout for the Bobcats that ended last season. So nice win tonight, Coach. Yep. We appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you in DeKalb
Saturday. Can't wait.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
Take
man.
Care. Yep.
That's Coach Garmin Srulovich as the Falcons win tonight by a score of 83-78.